going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And holy moly, did a lot of people have a lot of thoughts immediately from the 214. Yes, there are Mavs fans rooting for the Lakers, which is why I hate Nico. From the 903, no Mavs fan rooting for the Lakers. We are former Mavs fans rooting for the Lakers. Whoa. And somebody from the 817 is definitely cheering on the Lakers. So I kind of wanted to dive into that just a little bit because, you know what, go ahead and give me cut 7. Lakers did win last night to even up their series.
And LeBron will have Randle on him. And Doncic will drive into Edwards. Go on! 31 for Luka Doncic.
Now, of course, that had all the makings of a Luka play in terms of he got to the basket. And you can also hear him screaming an and one that he did not get as the play continued.
That's not typical of him.
No, it's, yeah. LeBron never complained. Okay, so I wanted to kind of dive through that and ask if there are Mavs fans or former Mavs fans, however you want to categorize it, that are rooting for the Lakers. But also, The Athletic put out an article specifically about how players reacted to Luka getting traded.
Okay.
Now, I could probably read this for the rest of the day, but I'll just pick out a handful of them for you. These are all from current NBA players. Their thoughts about the Mavs trading Luka. Probably the worst decision in modern basketball history. Terrible. Next. Psychotic. It didn't make sense. I don't know how you make it make sense. Next. Blasphemy. Next. Bad trade. Keep him. Generational player. Next. Dumbest idea ever. Next. Worst ever. Next. Not smart. Next. It's one of the worst basketball decisions I've ever seen. And on and on.
Like this one, Kevin.
And on.
When I'm not with my team, I'm a Mavericks fan. Did you just read that one?
No.
Oh, I didn't know how to process it because it happened so fast. I was taken aback. It just lets you know that nobody's untouchable in this league. He's a Mavs fan when he's not with his team.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, but I kind of want the player now.
Yeah. Didn't make sense. Didn't make no sense at all. Guess it's a business at the end of the day. Dallas decision? Stupid. Lakers decision? Great. Man, we just got right down to it. By the way, there are some more conspiracy-esque views with at least one player saying, I thought it was just the NBA doing it for the viewership. Now, look, we've talked about that. I know there are plenty of people who feel that way. And so I just wanted to throw that out there because, like I said, we could probably go on for another 8 minutes just about all the reactions from the players. But needless to say, it is overwhelmingly, if not almost, it's not totally unanimous, but it's almost unanimous that everyone thought it was a terrible, terrible decision.
Yeah. There are a few people that they're like, it's a win-win. Like
yes.
A few here and there.
That's why it wasn't unanimous.
Yeah. But for the most part, the players, that's why we're still so shocked about it almost 3 months later here. We're still shocked about it. I think I'm probably over it now. I think since the Mavericks season's done,
yeah,
I'm kind of over it. I'm like, okay, on to Rangers and all that stuff. But the whole league, players in the league didn't understand why it was happening because they, a couple years ago when they played Golden State, was it the Western Conference Finals and lost to them? During Draymond Green's podcast, he said, look, man, it was when Wiggins dunked on Luka. And he was like, when you get a chance to dunk on one of the guys,
yeah,
you absolutely, like, you relish this moment. You salivate knowing you're about to dunk on one of the guys. And he goes, and do not get me wrong, Luka is one of those guys.
Agreed.
And he is a dog. He has dog in him, all right? He's one of those guys. And that's why nobody in the league could understand it, because it didn't make sense for, out of the blue, a team that did that to do it. It just didn't make sense.
I'll let you guess what team you think these last three players are on. Quote, I think it was a phenomenal decision. So smart, wise. I'm a Nico Harrison fan.
Mavs.
Next. Thank you. I love it.
Mavs.
No.
That was probably PJ.
Next. No. I wasn't mad at it. It feels safe to potentially
LeBron
assume
was all
those
people.
Three players were all Lakers.
Because LeBron and Redick was like, hold on, I haven't retired officially yet, so yeah. I'll just go ahead and throw that in there too.
Now, before that, they got some more specific questions going about the rest of the NBA.
806 says, Nico made Gene Jones cry, and that is unforgivable.
We heard
it yesterday.
That is Kevin. True. From the 214, if the Mavericks get a lottery pick, I know the league is rigged. 8.5% chance of getting a top four pick.
It's not a big chance.
No, but it's better than your chances of winning the championship would have been.
With Luka?
With this team. Oh. No, definitely not with Luka.
What was the chances with Luka? When the playoffs started.
28%.
If they got to the Western Conference Finals.
39%.
Interesting. Okay.
From the 817, Kevin, I'm still a Luka fan. I'm rooting for him and hope he becomes a Lakers legend. From the 469, Mavs fan, and hell no, I'm not rooting for anything purple and gold. From the 210, nothing against Luka. I can't root for the Lakers. I'm watching all series for this playoff matchup. And then another person said, sorry, we've gotten a lot of feedback on this. If Jesus came back and played for the Lakers, he would not root for the Lakers. It's just something about the Lakers. But you know what's interesting is the split. There are a lot of people who are like, yeah, they're rooting for the Lakers because they're rooting for Luka. But and it feels like thus far, the feedback I've seen is almost equivalent of people are like, no matter what, I can't root for the Lakers.
I understand your stance on that. I absolutely do. It makes sense because you're heartbroken by that and you don't want to ever go back to it. How could you ever trust this team again, Kevin?
Right.
How could I ever trust anything that comes out of their mouths now that I know that when
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Told us when he got here, it was his job to ensure that Luka wins championships here. Yeah. He said, this is my job to make sure this happens. So I can never believe him again, unfortunately, for him. And he seems like a decent guy.
Yeah. Yeah, just all the stuff he's been saying, it reminds me very much of the Cavs owner when he was like, I guarantee we will win a title before LeBron. And you're like, well, what is that based on? All right, now, for
they
the rest...
did they?
What's that?
They didn't, did they?
No, they didn't.
They won one afterwards, though.
Yeah, because eventually he came back. That's why they won the title. All right, who is the NBA's MVP? So this is all players who are currently in the league.
I feel like Shea is going to get a lot of love here.
56% for Shea, 37.5% for Jokic. Nobody else got 2%. So look, I mean, at least for this year, it feels very cut and dry. And like the people who did, Giannis is in the mix, Mitchell, LeBron James. And I know even LeBron James has been making the case for himself to be the MVP. Good
What's
luck
new?
With that.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. But 94% of the league was like, it's one of these two guys.
And based on game one for Oklahoma City, you're like, okay, well, that's, yeah, that team deserves all the flowers right now. And the dude that's the leader of that team.
Well, and I like it because you see some of the, like, somebody said for Jokic, he's averaging a 30-point triple-double. It's stupid. There's no way you don't give it to him. But another person goes, hey, it should probably be Jokic, but...
No.
Shea hasn't gotten an MVP.
Yeah.
I think he deserves it, which makes sense to me.
It is weird, but it makes sense.
It's like the old Jordan rules.
It's weird to yawn at a 30-point triple-double career, like season.
Maybe the greatest individual statistics season you've ever seen.
You're like, but it just happens in his sleep. Like, that's just what he does. And they're a good team.
Yes.
Maybe better without their coach.
I mean, it does kind of feel like that is the case thus far. All right. Now... we get spicy.
Ooh.
Who is the most overrated player in the league?
I'm gonna go Trae Young.
It was Luka. Yeah, I'm just kidding. That's not what it said.
Oh.
Yeah, Trae Young is only third.
Ooh.
Rudy Gobert second.
Mm.
Tyrese Halliburton leads the way by quite a bit, too.
People hate Tyrese Halliburton for some reason.
Man, he's a quality player.
He is a quality. How did he do last night? He did pretty good,
yes.
Right?
By the way, 2.2% of the players said no one who reaches the NBA is overrated.
So I'll disagree with that. Once you're at that level, then you start having the conversation.
Like, yeah.
Yes, I agree. You've made it. You're better than 98% of the world at basketball. Like, you definitely are. But now we're comparing you to everybody in your league. That's where that conversation is.
Which team, other than your own, will win the title this season? You can't vote for your own team.
Other than, well, if you're not a Mavs fan anymore.
Well, we're out.
Oh. This is tough because I want to say Oklahoma City here.
Right. For
but
Ruben.
I'm a huge Ruben fan. But I feel like the Celtics are back-to-backing on this one, even though it looks like Jason Tatum is kind of a wimp and his coach hates him.
Yeah, okay. Look, well, I don't know if I would go that far, but that is an interesting point. 17.5% for OKC, 10% for Cavs, 57.7% for the Celtics.
Do we have that anywhere in the show, Kevin?
We can talk about it right now
real
if
quick.
You want.
Joe Mazzulla, Jason Tatum's laying on the ground, rolling around. The whole team's standing around looking
at him.
Don't
help him.
Joe Mazzulla tells, I don't know if it's the trainer or the assistant coach. He goes, don't go out there. And then he takes a drink of his water and stares at him. He goes, get up. And it's like,
bum.
Yeah, he's like, no, don't help him. It's like that little kid that's always acting hurt. You're like, no, just wait for him to get up.
And see.
Joe Mazzulla, that's why they win.
I have become Joe Mazzulla when it comes to my nieces and nephews, but I learned the hard way because they'd be like, oh, I hurt my foot. And Noah, to a certain extent, because Jess will be like, he's fine. And I was like, oh, but he's upset. And she's like, he's upset because he's mad and he's not really hurt whatsoever. And I was like, oh, you tricky bastard.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that, I'm sorry. That was my other son.
Wow. Oh my God.
What? That's a factual statement.
I don't know what the
statement.
Definition of that is. So.
Get out of wedlock. All right. 5 years from now, I have to admit, I'm surprised by this one. 5 years from now, who will be the face of the league?
I would probably say Wimby because he's been talked about so much coming into it. Anthony Edwards was obviously last year was my the one I was like, oh,
yes.
Man. But he's kind of changed over the last 2 years, too. So
because of this huge D. Alec, who will be the face of the NBA in 5 years?
It's got to be Wimby. I think Corey nailed it on the head, all the hype that he got and okay. The way the players still talk about him. Yeah,
okay.
It's got to be Wimby.
Well, then you guys are not surprised by this. I was surprised because of the injury. I thought the injury would backtrack some of this.
Well, it was 5 years.
That okay. But
so he might not be injured in
well, hopefully not.
5 years.
But 54% for Wimby. The next highest vote getter, Anthony Edwards, at 14%. Think about how huge that gap is. But then consider this. 11% Shea, 6.5% Tatum, 2.9%
coach hates him.
Topical, 2.9% for Luka. That's it.
Well, I do wonder how drastically that changed with the trade. I seriously feel that way because it took him out of MVP consideration. Yeah, and I'm not saying that he was having a huge great season, but he could have made a run here at the end of it. I think that this year, Luka kind of drifted off and people don't really... He's in an obscure place right now in people's minds.
I saw a bunch of people send this in. I do not believe Cooper Flagg got a single vote for this.
Was there another college player that was dropped in there?
I don't think so.
So maybe that's what people are...
Oh, okay.
They just didn't consider
Man,
him
Man, I was
all.
About to be like, oh no, did I miss that?
Yeah. No, that makes... I mean, I could see that. Was it Dawson the other day that said he doesn't think that Cooper Flagg is... that level of star, he says, I think he's going to be a really good player. I'm not certain that he's going to be
sure.
an elite superstar
no,
in the NBA.
I got you. And that's definitely, that would be the fair play, right?
For sure.
Like if you said, you have to bet right now, will Cooper Flagg...
Or the field?
Yeah. And you'd be like, no. So I think that's a fair point. Absolutely. What is the league's best run organization?
Well, it was the Mavs at one point, I felt. Maybe the Celtics or the Warriors?
Warriors are one. The Celtics are three.
Interesting.
Who would you wedge in between there?
Who is the wedgie here? What? You asked me who I would wedge there.
Oklahoma City, because I can't.
They had so many picks.
They did. They still do.
How do they have them still? It seems like they've had those picks for 13 years.
Now... not all of these votes came in at the same time.
Okay.
Or else I think this might have been different. What is the league's worst organization?
Mavericks. Oh.
Even then, I still don't think I would put them
the
higher
Pelicans?
Than like third. The Pelicans are third.
Okay.
The Hornets are first.
Oh, yeah.
The Wizards are second. All right? But like it goes Hornets, Wizards, Pelicans, Kings, 76ers, and the Mavericks. At 4.4%. If you would have done all of this voting post-February, I wonder how much that would have shifted. But they're the sixth worst organization in basketball.
Those three teams right there, Charlotte's moved like eight times. New Orleans has moved a bunch of different ways. And
Washington changed
Washington
their name.
Was the Bullets at one point.
That's true.
Until there were actual Bullets in their locker room.
By the way, just to show a better idea of how this vote was split up, the Mavericks were also voted the 11th best organization.
Somebody asked about Detroit. Does Detroit need a place on this list?
For...
did that bat poorly run?
Detroit did not make the cut in terms of the worst, although Cade Cunningham was listed as the league's most underrated player.
Well, there you go.
And by the way, we talked about this once before. I just wanted to throw it out there. Players are overwhelmingly against the idea of the 10-minute quarter. 78.5% said... no, only 13% yes. 8.5% were like, I don't know. I'll get back to you.
Sheesh.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.